station, any station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo. Can I have a radio check, please?
To the repeater, sir. KG4LSL.
And you doing all right today?
If it was any better, there'd be two of me. Doing really well. Got a chance to go to Hobby Lobby today and got some new stenciling for some vates. And that's what I'm down here doing now, just playing around with my airbrush.
Well, sounds good. Would you like for me to go ahead and check in the net, sir?
Be phenomenal. I'll be sitting down here listening to it and during the night, but you know, it's got my hands full.
Right, but and keep painting. That's all I can tell you. Keep at it. Sound like you enjoy what you're doing, so enjoy it the best you can, I guess. Appreciate the signal report, sir. You have a wonderful evening. It's KO4NUE standing by for the net.
Might as well, sir. Yeah, I do enjoy it. It's a good way to relax. And this is KG4LSL, and I'll be on the side for the net start.
QCQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
Understand, my friend.
Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4NUE. Let's continue on with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight, we'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins, starting with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Club Call, Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, and KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W4FCM, Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, 4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, KX4MT, Mike in Pickens, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, and K4OSH, Pat in Malden, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. DYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, and KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit, and AE4BM, Mr. Ben in Conestee. All right, we'll go ahead and check for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll go ahead and start with Alpha through Delta, any station. Correction, before we get started here, let me go ahead and check in. KG4LSL, that's Mr. James and Anderson. Also like to check in my wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. All right, being Saturday night, we'll go ahead and pick up Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
3NUE. Can chat, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be in and out tonight. Have a good one.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Sunnifin, negative, negative.
UE. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
We recognize who checked in. Last caller station, I believe it was Gary. Gary, audio is extremely light. I was able to get your call and Joy's call, but just could not copy the rest, sir. Recognize these call signs, and Gary, you check back in with me, and if that was you, sir, and I'll get you in the log. All right, we'd like to welcome KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Kurt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Santa and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Welcome, KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. He brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and try one more time for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is W4 November Golf Uniform. Good evening, Chad, Phil, and Boiling Springs. Negative and negative.
To recognize the following stations, W4NGU, that's Mr. Phil in Boiling Springs, checking in via EchoLink tonight, and KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry in California. Harry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and hope you're having a good time, sir. Please be safe. Let me get you in the log for California. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on down the log to Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. It's Patrick up here in Penrose, and Chad, I have no comments.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. On to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. A woman's saying I'm trying to multitask, it ain't working. Chad, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, Sid Fletcher, Oak and Anna are doing okay. We have no traffic, no comments. Good evening to all.
4 NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
4 NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. And I wish everybody a good night. 7-3.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Focus, Sid, and just do one thing, but do it well. We'd like to welcome you tonight, sir, and hope you're doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome N4JVM. That's Mr. Jerry up in Campobello. Jerry, I hear some FTA going on in the background. Good luck with that tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Mary, you tell Donna we said hello. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont tonight and met in the workplace. Same to you, Chad, Miss Anna, all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And Chad, I just want to let you know I set up a bar for HF Woodley.
KF4NXY. He also brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX, both in Possum Kingdom tonight. David, you tell Miss Marie we said hello, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4OIM, K4OIM, sorry, Walt, in Inman. Walt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, are there any additional stations, Mike through Papa? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar November. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4NUE. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
NUE, okay, please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Tango Zulu, it's KY4TZ, this is Jack, and I'm in Welford, South Carolina tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
welcome, WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed in Brevard. Ed, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. And KY4TZ, that's Mr. Jack in Welford. Jack, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. 04 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Hope you're doing well. Please check in and out to Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. My name is Jamie, and by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina, we're over in Chesney, just Little Rolf of Spartanburg. Check us in and out, please. Welcome, KB4ZVM, that's Mr. Dan and Greer, and KJ4UHX, that's Mr. Jamie. He brings along his wife, Miss Sabrina, KJ4YLN. Jamie, you tell Miss Sabrina we said hello tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard. So with that, I guess we got everybody. We'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump tonight is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, how are you today, sir?
NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, I'm real good shape today. It's a little cool this morning, but other than that, it turned out to be a beautiful day. Went out and met with some friends and had a bite of lunch, and then we just did all kind of crazy things. But I had a real, real enjoyable day. It all turned out really well, and I was glad to be a part of it. I get my words out in a minute, Chad.
It was a beautiful day to get out and enjoy time with friends, and I'm just glad you were able to get out and get away from the house for a while and just enjoy the weather. It was nice. I spent some time out myself today, and it was very, very nice. A little chilly this morning, but other than that, it was turned out to be a wonderful day. And Gary, I got a quick question for you.
Answer, yeah, sure, but I don't know the right one.
My dog. He has been going on a rampage here lately. Every time me and Anna leave him in the house by himself with Pixie. He's wanting to chew on wires. A couple months ago, he got underneath my ham shack station and chewed all my coax up. Well, this is the wires up for the tankless hot water heater we got. And initially, I thought it was, you know, thunder that was getting him upset. But I have started leaving the radio on, forgetting to turn the radio on. I mean, turning the radio off when I leave. And I suspect he hates the fire alarm. When it chirps, the battery goes dead, it just tears them both up so bad. But I'm wondering if leaving the radio on and when the repeater identifies in Morse code, I'm wondering if that's getting him all tore up.
Hey, you know, their hearing is a lot more sensitive than ours. I don't leave mine on in the ham shack. I got a little HT. I sit between my chair and Joy's, and it stays on most of the day unless Joy gets tired listening to it. She'll turn it off. But it doesn't seem to affect our dog, but we're at home with it. And that may be another factor. I'm assuming you're talking about KC when you said your dog, because I know Pixie belongs to your daughter, if I'm correct. And it could be that he's getting a little older and he don't want to be by himself. So it could be a combination of things. But I think first thing I would try is turn the radio off or turn the volume all the way down where he couldn't hear it. Maybe he could probably still hear it the way dogs hear. But I'd try that first, I think, Chad.
He's pretty lazy, but when the repeater identifies, I can tell that he's paying attention to that. So I don't know. But Anna was going to take a shower tonight, and she said, we didn't want to have any hot water again. You can go in there and see if Casey's chewed the control wire up again. So I went in there and fixed it again, but I've cut so much out of it trying to splice it. I'm probably going to have to replace the whole lead now because he's, I'm sure it's shocking him. I mean, it's got to be shocking him. This time there's molar, where he's got it on his back teeth and all the way down the control lead, about 8 or 10 inches. But he got it again, so I don't know. The only other thing that's changed is my son. He's been working down here in the shop, and he brings his two dogs, but he keeps them down there in the shop. They come up here sometimes, but I wonder if that's got him all hooked out. But something's not right with him. I don't know how to keep him from chewing on my wires, other than just take him with me, I guess.
No, Chad. If you were leaving him alone more than you used to, that might affect it. But I don't think you're doing that. I know you're a busy man. You stay on the go a lot, but I don't think you're leaving him at home any more than you used to. But we get older and we get crotchety. we'll get some things that used to not bother us, kind of grates on our nerves. So, yeah, who knows what's going on in his mind. But first thing I would try is turning the radio off, maybe, and seeing how he acts or reacts with no repeater identifying. And then, male dogs have, whether they've been fixed or not, are very territorial. And I'm sure he goes down to the shop with you when Barry and his dogs are down there. And he might be thinking somebody's trying to replace him. Here again, we're talking about what a dog thinks, and I don't have any idea. Maybe we need to call Caesar out there in California, reckon?
Maybe. He's due a vet visit here pretty soon, so I'm going to talk with a vet with him. I've noticed lumps starting to form behind his right shoulder, and I'm a little bit concerned about that, so I'll take him into the vet, and I'll talk with the vet and see what she's got to say about him. She's pretty good with him and what dogs, how they think and all. But at any rate, I'm going to have to do something. The last time he got in here and chewed all my coax up, I still haven't got my SWR where it was. I mean, it's doable. But, he messed it up bad. So I can't have him chewing the wires up for the hot water heater either. So I'd get my tool bag out every time he, have to go in there and splice it. So I'm about tired of doing that. I'm going to have to do something else, I guess. But at any rate, I'm glad you had a good day, and it was a pretty day for it. It's always a good day for fellowship, I guess. And what you got planned for the rest of the weekend? Anything?
No, probably do like Anna. Go in there and take me a good long hot shower and then kick back and sit in my easy chair and try to keep my eyes open. Got up early this morning, went over to help out with the test session, and then went playing this afternoon. So I'm feeling my tired a little bit, but not too bad. Pretty good shape as far as I'm concerned for, you know, what I do. But that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. Hope you had a great evening and a good day, and have a great evening. And if you're not doing anything tomorrow, give me a call. I got a computer question I want to ask you, but I don't want to do it over there because I want to be on in front of my computer when I ask you. So, and it might take a while. Anyway, you and Miss Anna have a great evening. Reach down to Pat KC on the head for me, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Let's carry on with the net. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Appreciate you dropping by, and I don't know if I'm too good with computers. I've got a problem, too, that I gotta ask Dave for some help. I cannot figure it out. It's been a month now, and I'm going to have to give up on it and ask for some help. So, anyway, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I'm glad you had a good day, sir. All right, with that, let me see if there are any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Now, KI4, ZLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda, and we're Asheville.
Incoming conduits, KJ4, BKI, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack in Rock Hill, South Carolina, but do me in and out. Got a great one, 73.
Welcome, KI4 ZLW. He brings along his wife, Miss Linda, KJ4CRL, that's Randy and Linda in Asheville. And Randy, you tell Miss Linda we said hello tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KJ4BKI, this is Mr. Jack in Rock Hill. Jack, hope you're doing well too, sir. All right, are there any additional check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move next on the stump is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you tonight, sir?
UE, KK4JBQ. Well, Chad, I reckon I'm doing fine. I've had a decent day. Woke up early, get to repairing my eyeglass frames. They've been kind of wacky for several weeks now. But it took long enough for me to make up my mind what sort of adhesive I was going to use. And I finally decided on either a two-part epoxy or a cyanoacrylate type of instant glue. And neither of these are instant. The epoxy one would not reach full strength until 24 hours. Leave it undisturbed for 24 hours. And the cyanoacrylate, that also, believe it or not, while it sets pretty well in 5 minutes, it says for full strength, leave it set for 24 hours. So I did that. And in the meantime, I've had a chair to break. A camp chair. I use it out in the garage. And I sat down that thing one day and it just gave with me. I mean, crack. So it has some plastic parts. And where do you think the damage took place? So I have a plan to repair that plastic piece with the cyanoacrylate glue. And, well, so it's good to have that behind me because you know how some things can, well, you know, how some things can sit there. Maybe it's waiting for a part. Maybe it's waiting for some material that you need. And, well, how long it takes to get that. You think about it every hour of every day until you get it done. I'm sort of like that. And by the way, I'm sorry to hear about KC. I really am. And if that is a electric instant hot water heater, it's pulling a lot of amps. Maybe, oh goodness, I can't imagine it. Be maybe 20 or 30 amps. He hasn't bitten through. He couldn't have. If it's his mouth, and well, he'd just be gone. It is probably what human psychologists call separation anxiety. If you have that nailed right, yeah, he's separated from you. He don't like it, not one bit. I got a suggestion for you, though. Rather than leave it set on a repeater, set it on the weather, 162.550, I believe it is. And that's a constant stream of human voice, no odd sounds. And that might work. KK4JBQ.
This is KO4NUE with KK4JBQ on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll do that, Larry. It's not that I intentionally leave the radio on. I just get distracted, and, you know, one distraction leads into another, and next thing I know, I'm on the other side of the county. So it's just one of those things that kind of happen. And that's the only thing that I can think that has changed, is that there's somebody here all the time. Anna works during the day from home, and I'm usually here during the day back and forth to the shop or whatever. And since the winter months have got here, we're getting older too, we just don't like to go anywhere. So, you know, I got up this morning to go out of town, and Anna had to leave too. So we can't quite remember how long it's been since both of us have been gone for, you know, most of the day. But I'm thinking that may be something I need to consider too, because he's getting old, and Perry brings his two dogs down here, and they're young, you know, all over the place, blah, 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 just aggravates the snot out of him. So it might be a couple of things going on, but I got to do something. I can't have him chewing the wires up, because I can't close every door when I leave. You know, I just can't remember to do that, so I need to figure out what's going on with him.
Yes, I agree. At least, if you are able to rewire that instant water heater, at least you can get a plumbing supply, I suppose. One of the home stores, maybe you can have it. This metal, it can't be chewed, and you can just run your wire right through that. It would guard the even the possibility of him making contact with that high amperage circuit. Oh, yes, indeed. Well, so what else was I going to say? Oh, that's probably enough. I should probably take advantage of the fact that I ran out of anything to say. Not everybody. I got to say, though, before, since I'm talking in that direction, I will say that my wife deserves sainthood. She listens to my mouth all the time, and she has few complaints. I won't say no complaint, but she has few complaints about my going on and on. I always thought it was a gift, that gift of gab. I think it's the Irish in me. And, oh well, so So I got no trouble and no mic fright whatsoever. I don't understand it. I think I do, though, come to think of it. The first time I ever talked on HF, I got lockjaw. I think that's an actual medical problem. Maybe not lockjaw, but I couldn't talk. I could not open my mouth. My mouth got dry like I was chewing on a cotton ball. You know what I'm saying? I got over it, but goodness, that was an unusual feeling. Anyway, for anybody out there who's even been close, and there might be some new hams out there that still have a little problem with microphone, it ain't going to bite you. And talk just like you talk to somebody in the room with you. Every net control on this net is super and will carry a conversation with you and talk about whatever is on your mind. I take advantage of it quite often. Chad, it's mighty good to talk with you again. Say hi to Anna for me, and I will say that if anyone's called you lately and you're not at home and they hear your telephone answering machine or whatever that is, your outgoing announcement, I think they call it. For those who haven't, Chad is married to the most, what is it, how do you say it, the most marvelous, the most wonderful woman in the world. And it should be that all of we husbands think that way. Chad, you have a good night. KK4JBQ.
Amazing woman in the world. And Larry, appreciate you dropping by with us tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And reach over and tell Miss Donna, too. She's the most amazing woman in Greer tonight. So, all right. With that, Larry, appreciate you dropping by, sir. And I hope you're doing well. 73s to you. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Unheard, so I guess that's it for tonight, folks. Are there any additional stations for comments or rag to you? Please call KO4NUE.
KI4L Cigar, there's only one problem with that Larry's talking about on the weather station. Wasn't this Thursday, but a Thursday over a week ago when the weather got severe. Think about when those tone alerts go off. Those tone alerts should go off, and that dog hears that. That might make him jumpy or even worse.
For any further, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. And Andy, I got you in the log, sir. So I'm like Gary. I think we don't know what's going on in his mind, and I think his environment has changed a little bit with two new dogs on a daily basis. We keep them separated, but you know he knows something's up. He stands there at the door and just kind of looks. And we've gone down the shop a couple times and let them all three be in the shop together, and they just, you know, I mean, he's an old man. He just can't keep up. And, it's, you know, he ends up laying down because he's got joint problems anyway. But I'll pay attention to the radio, and I guess probably the best thing to do is just load him up in the truck with me and take him wherever I can go. I mean, anywhere I can go, he can go too. So he's just a big. I mean, he's 98 pounds. I mean, he's a big old boy. And he's not overweight. He's just a big boy. And, you know, he's a little complicated. You get him in the truck, you know. He likes to have the seat a certain way. You've got to let the seat back. And, you know, slobbers all over the truck. So, I mean, I'm not complaining. It's just, you know, he's a handful. But I'll be mindful of the radio, Andy, and see what that's going on. I'll let you know, though. But how's things your way, sir?
Well, I checked in earlier by pre-net earlier, so don't check me in again. I just wasn't sure I'd be here, so I've done it pre-nat earlier, so don't do it again. Check me in twice. But I heard you talking about that, and I just got to thinking. But if you're not there, you got the radio on that NOAA weather station, some of those tone alerts go off. We don't know how that dog would react to that. It might be as bad. That dog's hearing those tone alerts as it is hearing the CWID. And the way those tone alerts are, a lot of them are very... Let's put it this way. For a dog, it might not be too good. And it might make the dog go even crazier. KI4LZI.
He is sensitive. Sensitive to some things like that. And, I've got a whole bunch of electrical components that I've got in all these little boxes, and I've been going through them every day here in Ham Shack. So I've got all this. It's quite the sight to see. Actually, you've got a little walkway to get in here in Ham Shack because I'm, you know, got all these boxes stacked up, going through them, trying to classify everything on a Excel spreadsheet. Anna told me tonight, she says, "This, you got your own little kingdom in there." So, and this is where he sleeps. So, the whole Ham Shack's changed, and, you know, his environment's changed, so something's not right with him, and he's, I guess it's his way of letting me know. He must be rebelling. What do you think?
KI4LZI. I'm no animal expert, for sure, I'm not, but if sounds over the radio causes an issue you can imagine if a tone alert goes off over the radio and you're not there and that dog hears that and it don't set well with you, that's the thing about it, you know, as long as it's just no tone alerts don't go off over the NOAA weather. You happen to catch a day that's not good and you're not there, or Anna ain't there, and a tone alert goes off and that dog hears that, he might get worse than he already is about gnawing on cables and wires.
That, well, I'll keep an eye on it and, you know, change some things around a little bit. I probably need to take him more places I go. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, that's the root of the problem, I guess. If I got him with me, it's, you know, he's just as happy as can be. I mean, he don't want to be anywhere else. So I guess I'll put the blanket in the back of the truck and see if I can get him used to the back seat. He always tries to get up front with me. Won't sit right in the passenger seat and look out the window. And every now and then he'll look over at me like I'm, you know, stupidest thing in the world. And then look back down the road, you know, start slobbering again. So I don't know. I'll get him fixed up. He's not happy about something, but I'll get the truck cleaned out and we'll try that.
And I don't have an answer for it, but if that noise, that tone alert, was liable to be worse than the CWID on the repeater. So that's something you got to think about, too. Go ahead with the net here, KI4LZI.
All right, well, I appreciate you dropping by, and I didn't add you to the log. I'm just letting you know. Glad to hear from you. But tell you, Mom and sister, we said hello. Hope they're doing well. All right, let me try one more time. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KHRON.
Go ahead, Ed.
Question, but does the dog go into, for the heater you're talking about, is that an area where he commonly goes into? Over.
No, he never goes in there. It's the laundry room. And no, I don't think since I've had the dog, I've ever seen him in there.
Cats here, and they like to get up on one of the windows, and one of them likes to do things she shouldn't. And we have what's called a scat mat, which if she steps on it, gives her a mild electrical shock. If you step on it with stocking feet, it will give you a mild shock, and it has degrees of shock. You get them in different sizes. If you were to put that across the door, after the first time, it probably would not go into that room again. Over.
You've considered Dad uses some kind of, he takes some hot pepper and mixes it with honey and a little bit of vinegar and puts it in a spray bottle. He's got one of the dogs that he's got over there likes to chew on the chair leg. So he sprays it down with that hot juice, he calls it. And that's kind of put a stop to it. We just give him a little bit of, you know, pepper burn. I dried a bunch of jalapenos this year. So he grinds that up and mixes it with a little bit of vinegar and honey and water and sprays it in a squirt bottle. So I may try that, I guess. I think at the end of the day, probably the best option is just take him with me, because that's all he wants anyway.
So one of the problems, when it creates a problem for you in terms of, do you want him with you everywhere you go? And does he go in places in the house when you're there that you don't want him to go?
He doesn't have any areas in the house that he's not allowed. I don't know how to word this. Bathroom, he'll take that big old nose he's got and push the door open, and they just sit right there in the door jam, just look at me. You know, it's always, he's no more than 5 to 10 feet away from me, ever. Everything I do, he's got to be, you know, he's got to be right there with me, except for one exception. There's the Lowe's there in Greer. I take him with me when I go in there sometimes. And there's a cashier that works there at one of the cash registers. And I don't know what it is about her, but he'll leave me in a minute. And I lost him one day. I turned my back for 1 second. He was gone. And I saw a crowd of people over there, you know, ooh-la-la-ling. And he's over there sitting behind the cash register with her. And every time we go in there, I've gotten out of where, when I do go take him in there, I go see if she's running the cash register. And I just leave him with her, because he's going to end up there anyway. She thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. But he'll lay right there till I, you know, get my stuff. And then I'll go through her cash register and pay for my goods and get him too. So he's got his ways about him.
Here, it surprised me when we first moved down to see dogs going into the stores and people taking them downtown on the sidewalks and all. I didn't see that up in Michigan. Over.
It's a couple of stores here in town that they'll let, you know, you don't have to have a service dog to go in. I think PetSmart, Tractor Supply is, you know, they'll let dogs in. But, you know, every now and then you get a mess on your hands. You get two or three of them tangled up in the aisle. But it's supposed to be on a leash anyway. Most of them are. I don't think I've ever seen any not on a leash. But I have seen a couple fights in Tractor Supply.
Cat here, that would be kind of wild, because you don't want to get between them. I had a friend who raised dogs,
and the way that it takes two people to break up dogs who are at each other, you grab their rear feet and lift them up real high so they have to put their weight on their front feet. They might still turn around, but you kind of back up with that, and that keeps them apart. Over.
He's a pretty big boy, and he's not aggressive. He's, I don't think he's, I've ever seen him growl at anybody or anything, ever. But he's, you know, he's curious. You know, we got a cat that shows up here every now and then on the porch. Pixie cannot tolerate the cat. But he's out there the other morning. I let him out in the morning, and he's laying there on the porch, trying to get a little sunshine on the porch. I mean, it's chilly, and old cat was, you know, laying there with him, just, you know, both of them sitting there like they own the place, and he's, you know, gets smell of her, and doesn't faze him a bit, you know, he's just like she's part of the place, but we've had a skunk here the last couple months that, I don't know, something gets it agitated and it sprays around the house, you know. And that gets them tore up. They went in and out, in and out, in and out. Want to go try to find a skunk, I guess. But, you know, it's, like I said, he's not a problem or ever shown any aggressive behavior that I've ever seen.
Up in Michigan, who liked to stay out at night, and it was long hair, and it took a full blast from a skunk. She exiled him outside, wouldn't let him in the house for all the summer, and I don't know if she cut his hair down to so that it would not be as heavy in his coat, but he was not a happy cat during the summer. Over.
Well, I've never been much of a cat person. I don't have anything against them. I had last year, maybe a year and a half ago, I had a cat, little juvenile cat, show up at the deer camp and was in pretty bad shape. And I brought him into the cabin, gave him some food, and I mean, he took right up with me. You know, I was there for a couple of days, and I decided I'd bring him on back to the house, so I brought him back here. You know, just gonna keep him, you know, took him down to the shop for a week or so, get his weight back up. And once he got a little bit healthy, you know, brought him up here to the house, turned him loose on the porch. And him and KC were just good to go. Pixie, not so much, but he's, you know, very tolerant with any animal. You know, we get a goat that's got some goats down there in the pasture, and occasionally they'll get their head hung through in the fencing, and I can't hear them, but he can hear them. You know, he'll let me know if something's not right. You know, he'll go scratching at the door, he'll booger bark at the door, and then, you know, I've learned to watch him. You want to know what's going on around here? You watch the two dogs. They don't miss it. They don't miss a trick, not one single thing.
An advantage in a lot of situations, if you have people coming up, they'll let you know somebody's coming up to drive or whatever, particularly when you're away from everybody in town. We used to have a bunch of dogs who would run free here, but they would get out in the road and there were some accidents. So I don't see them running free like I used to a few years ago.
That, well, most people usually call the dog catcher to come out and catch them, but we don't have too much trouble out here. We've got two great Pyrenees that stay out there in the pasture with the goats, and they don't tolerate, you know, they don't tolerate any mess down there in that pasture or anything near it. Now, we, last year, we put some game cameras down there because they were pretty active at night, you know, barking all night and carrying on. So we put some game cameras down there to see what was, you know, what was agitating them. And we caught a fox on the camera. And he's, you know, he'd slip in and out of the fence. I'm convinced he's doing it just to agitate them or try to get them distracted to get up to the chickens up on the other side of the pasture. That's probably more likely what it was. But they've got a little patrol route, they do. There's a male and a female in there. And they take turns, you know, about every 2 hours. One of them patrols fence line, and then 2 hours later you'll see the other one patrol. So they've got a little routine. They've got it figured out. Half the time, me and Dad laugh a lot because we don't know whether if the goat thinks they're dogs or the dogs think they're goats. We don't know, but it's their own little community down there, and they don't like anything upsetting it.